shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Lee Comp Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the fifth game of a six-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the Bradenton Marauders. Thomas and Zarella here on the Marauders pregame show as Bradenton looks to continue their now eight-game winning streak, winning last night on another walk-off, their second of the week, 8-7, all coming with two outs as well. A two-out double from Shaleen Polanco. Eddie Rodriguez was the hero two pitches later with an RBI single to score. Polanco and the Marauders end up winning 8-7, a game in which they held a wide margin early, had a five-run first inning on an inside-the-park grand slam that scored four. Kalai Harrison with an RBI single, the other. 5-0 after one. Saul McGuire had a home run in the fourth inning, 6-0. And then after that, about the halfway point, St. Lucie in the top of the fifth got a run on a Villavicencio RBI single. They got three in the sixth, two in the seventh to take the lead. Bradenton tie the game in the bottom seven. Gerald Toledo worked a walk, advanced on two pass balls, and scored on a wild pitch to tie the game. And then the Marauders end up walking it off in the bottom of the ninth. And just an all-around wacky and wild game. That's a Florida State League game if I've ever seen one before in terms of some of the runs that were scored, especially Toledo when he walked. Two pass balls, wild pitch to score. But heck, it even happens at the major league level sometimes as well. Well, today it is space night at the ballpark, so a lot of people walking around in space uniforms and space shirts and just a lot going on involving space. Christian Curtis still gets the baseball, 0-2 with a 5-2-1 ERA against Wyatt Hudepohl, 1-1, a 3.05 ERA for St. Lucie. Again, as the Marauders look to go for their now ninth straight victory. They won 5-6 last week against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They won the first four games of this series, which not only continues the streak, but it also means that they have won their second straight series after dropping their first four. First series victory last week, and now today. They don't have to worry about anything. Just continue to try to stretch this streak and make it nine in a row. Let's take a look at some of the scores in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization today, because it is a big day as well for any Buccos fans out there. Paul Skeens making his Major League debut, but it went sour towards the end. Not against him, just on the Pirates overall. Skeens pitched better than what his line indicated, as we saw from maybe two starters yesterday. Struck out seven, allowed three runs on six hits, four innings of work, also did walk two. Kyle Nicholas came in and then would walk three men, got two outs in the inning and two strikeouts. And then Josh Fleming ended up walking a man to run in, make it a one-run game, and then an infield single tied the game. A five-run top of the fifth inning for the Cubs right after Fleming threw that last pitch. And ended up being a rain delay in which they had trouble getting the tarp on the field as well at PNC Park. Well, they got it on, but right now in what seems to be could be a very lengthy rain delay. And why it's important, too, because if they got that out with a 6-5 lead after 4.5 innings, it's officially a completed game. And so now that they haven't done so, they'll have to continue playing possibly or pick it up on another day if they can't resume it today. So, and which was a massive crowd on hand tonight at PNC Park, and boy, it just went lopsided really quick against the Pirates. So, again, right now, top of the fifth inning, 6-6 tie game currently in a rain delay. Triple A Indianapolis, they are playing in Louisville tonight. A 7:15 first pitch start time. That's an interesting one. Double A Altoona playing a doubleheader. They're up 3-0 right now in game one facing Brock Selvidge. Seth Beer's at the dish right now. And then in game two, Somerset will send Zach Messenger. Altoona has yet to name a starter in that second game. Obviously probably waiting just to see what will happen there. High A Greensboro, 7:35 first pitch. That's Eastern time. They're playing in the Central time zone out of Bowling Green, Kentucky against the Rays affiliate. And then the FCL Pirates today end up falling 4-2 to the FCL Orioles. Xander Muth ended up pitching today. He got the loss, unfortunately. Muth gave up just 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits and 4 innings, walked 2, and struck out 2 as well. It looks like we have a rehabber as well. I think Noah Takax, who's on the injured list for the Marauders, 22-year-old non-drafted free agent of Sacramento State last year, is pitched today. So it's a rehab for him. But again, unfortunately, the FCL Pirates fault today. Esther Suero went hitless. Pirates held to just 4 hits. So a low-scoring game on the backfield. It's at Pirates City just 10 minutes down the road here from Leacom Park. And then obviously we could be seeing them play here at Leacom very, very soon. Scores in the Florida State League here to get you set for tonight's action. Already a couple games off and running and underway. Jupiter scoreless after 2 against Palm Beach. 1-0 Fort Myers right now against Dunedin as they have a run in. Runners on first and second and 2 outs. And then again, Lakeland continues their series against Daytona. And a final score today in Tampa. Tarpons, well, they end up falling to Clearwater 9-4, each team with 11 hits in that one. But again, Threshers end up with the victory. Well, when we come back here, we'll get you the starting lineups. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
And welcome back to Lecom Park here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for this fifth game of a six-game set between the St. Lucie Mets and the Bradenton Marauders. Let's get to the starting lineups quickly in this one tonight. Starting with the visiting Mets, Marco Vargas hits leadoff and plays second base. Lefty Boston Barrow plays third. He hits second. Jeffrey Rosa plays right field and hits third, followed by the catcher Jose Hernandez. Colin Houck, the shortstop, hits fifth. Lefty first baseman Yohairo Cuevas hits sixth. DH Kevin Villavicencio bats seventh. Estadio Mercado left fielder hits eighth. And Diego Mosquera plays center field as he rounds out the starting nine for the St. Lucie Mets. On the hill today, Wyatt Hudepohl, the right-hander, 1-1, a 3.05 ERA. Takes the hill today. He goes opposite of Christian Curtis, 0-2 with a 5-2-1 ERA. Again, 1-9, Vargas, Barrow, Rosa, Hernandez, Howell, Cuevas, Villavicencio, Mercado, and Mosquera, 1-9 for the St. Lucie Mets. For the Marauders, similar lineup, second baseman Connor Delgado, switcher to leadoff again for the fifth straight game. Joshua Palacios, right fielder, a lefty bats second. Batting third in the DH today, Shalene Polanco, followed by Esmerlin Valdez, the left fielder, who hits cleanup. Lefty first baseman Omar Alfonso hits fifth. Kalai Harris, another lefty bat, shortstop, bats sixth. Justin Meknes does the catching. He hits seventh, followed by the third baseman Javier Rivas. And Sergio Campagna, center fielder, rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. As again, they send Christian Curtis to the hill today, 0-2 with a 5-2-1 ERA. Well, it's baseball buddies. They're out on the field right now, jogging with the starting nine for the Marauders. And again, 1-9 again for them. Delgado, Palacios, Polanco, Valdez, Alfonso, Harrison, Meknes, Rivas, and Campagnas. Palacios, maybe minor league rehab is winding down here. And he's playing right field today and batting second. Palacios has spent the last week plus now with the team as he's appeared in four games, going 5-for-14 with two doubles and two RBIs from AAA Indianapolis. Our umpires today is two, by the way, Michael Cross and Pedro Powell. They exchange lineup cards with Jim Horner, manager in his first season for Bradenton, and Yukari De La Cruz for the St. Lucie Mets. We'll have first pitch coming up next here from Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida. It'll be Curtis against Hudepohl. But first, we'll step aside for the national anthem right here on the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. This has been a presentation of the Marauders pregame show.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball! It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Lee Comp Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the fifth game of a six-game series between the Marauders and the St. Lucie Mets. Thomas Zinzarella, the rest of our entire crew here on MILB.TV. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, so glad you could join us on this end of the weekend here in Florida as the Marauders look for their ninth straight victory. They haven't lost since last Wednesday night against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, where they took 5 of 6 games in that series. And now Christian Curtis on the hill today looks to deliver them at win number 9 as he's about ready to face Marco Vargas, Boston Barrow, Jeffrey Rosa near the top of the first inning. It is space night of the ballpark. Space suits everywhere. As Curtis, he's got some pink spikes on, Mother's Day being tomorrow. Now we'll wrap up the series at noon in their last meeting of Econ Park this season. So Vargas steps to the left side, and the righty Curtis strides home. First pitch is a fastball low at 97, and we're off and running at 6:33 p.m. Game time temperature here at Econ Park in Bradenton, 84 degrees, as the fastball this time catches the bottom of the zone. Called strike, it's 1-1. The debris in the ballpark again, blowing out to right center at 11 miles per hour. 1-1, check swing by Vargas. They appeal the first, and he didn't go around, says Pedro Powell, the field umpire today. Got Michael Cross calling balls and strikes. And so it's 2-1 on the lefty Vargas. Curtis from the first base side of the rubber. Wheels and deals home, and a fastball runs in, 3-1. Vargas playing in his second game of the series, just activated off the injury list at the start of the week. Played on Thursday, where he walked 3 times and went 1-for-2 at the plate. 3-1, swinging a line drive to right field, and base hit. Falls in front of Palacios, who fields it on a hop, chest high. And Vargas is aboard to lead off the top of the first inning. A leadoff man on, top one, no score, just off and running here at Lee Comp Park. As Christian Curtis is making his first start this season on a Saturday. He started every game leading up to this one on a Sunday. It was a 6-man rotation. They just reshuffled it this week. As Curtis snap throw back to first, and Vargas ends up getting back in, but not by too much. And Boston Barrow lefty against the right-hander Curtis. Works from just above the belt. His pitch home. And a fastball rifled back to the screen for strike one. Curtis is making his sixth start of the season. He's 0-2 with a 5-2-1 ERA coming in. 12 walks, 23 strikeouts, 19 innings, with opponents hitting .235 off of him. It was his birthday as well 2 days ago, just turning 22. 12th round selection by the Pirates out of Arizona State last year. And the 0-1, that's down and in, backhanded by the catcher and Justin Magnus. It's 1-1 on Barrow, who's swinging a hot barrel right now. He's 5-for-10 in his last two games with three doubles and four driven in. And a three-hit night last night where he got a pair of doubles. One-one, and fastball high. It's 2-1. Montebaro is playing third base tonight. 2-1, and that's outside off the plate with a fastball 96, 3-1. As Curtis just doesn't have his command so far yet in this start. He's fall behind the first two hitters, 3-1. Vargas at first, he singled to right. As ready, hits set the deal, here it is. And drops in a breaking ball. Fastball, just at bob of the knees, 3-2. Going to work backwards in the count against Barrow. Three, two, swing and a miss. Magnus thought he was going, throw to second base. Picks up the strikeout on Barrow and gets the first out here in the opening inning. Well, that's the stuff for Christian Curtis that he has. And we talked to Matt Ford, pitching coach, beginning part of the season about just what does he have, and so many different pitches in his arsenal. A lot of really good stuff, and that's why there are a lot of people that are very high on Curtis. As here's Rosa, right-handed batter, checks his swing. It's a called strike. Last start went 4 2/3, which was a new career high. He didn't pitch at all after the draft, so this is his first time pitching in professional baseball. Started on the Sunday against Clearwater. As the 0-1, fastball rides in. And Rosa can't catch up to it. It's 0-2. Struck out six, allowed three runs, just one earned though on five hits in those 4 2/3 innings for Curtis. Both runs scoring in the fifth inning. The man on first, one gone, and the 0-2. And that's just high, 97, 1-2. A little everything for Curtis. He's got a fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, curveball mix in his arsenal. He's not a player that's currently a top 30 prospect in the Pirates org, but very well could be. 1-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit well, deep to left field. Valdez jogging towards the line. Could it stay fair? And it is. Rosa wasn't sure. He's got a two-run home run to start. The Mets out in front, 2-0 in the top of the first. For Rosa, that's his second home run of the season. Both have come this week against Bradenton. Just like that, 2-0 St. Lucie in the top of the first inning. Here's Jose Hernandez, the catcher. Ready matchup with the sacks empty. First pitch is fought off, foul down the right field line, out of play. It's 0-1. So 2-0 St. Lucie, top of the first inning. As Rosa in his fourth game has gone yard twice. There's a wave and a miss on a fastball by Hernandez. It's 0-2. and is also just a recent addition this week to St. Louis City, playing in his fifth game. He's just 1-for-14, though, with that one hit being a home run, though. As he takes high, 98, it's 1-2. Home run came yesterday in the sixth inning. Two-run home run against Michael Kennedy. With one gone, here is Christian Curtis's 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Gobbled up by Rivas, double clutches, throw across the diamond, and it's plenty of time. Two gone on the top of the first for Colin Houck. Let's get to the defense for Bradenton. Start on the outfield left to right. As Marilyn Valdez is in left, Sergio Campagna, Joshua Palacios in center and right. Javier Rivas has made that play at third base. Kalai Harrison, Connor Delgado up the middle. Omar Alfonso mans first, and Justin Mickness does the catching for Bradenton. Two outs, nobody on, two runs in. And first pitch is a check swing on the outside corner. They peel down to first, and didn't go around. And so Houck lays off. Just two-man crew here at Florida State League in high A. 1-0. And that's at the top of the zone, called strike. Dropped in a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Houck just 1-for-17 in the series with a walk. As he sends a drive in the air deep left center field. Campagna is at the warning track and undercuts it at the last second. Just shy of the wall. The ballpark holds it. But two runs do come in to score in the top of the first inning on a Jeffrey Rosa home run after half an inning. 2-0 Mets on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Up to US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Back at Lecom Park, bottom of the first inning, Marauders behind 2-0 after a home run in the top half of the inning off the bat of Jeffrey Rosa. St. Lucie has an early lead. Connor Delgado, Joshua Palacios, and Shalene Polanco will face Wyatt Hudepohl on the hill here for St. Lucie in this fifth game. First pitch, the right-hander is outside to the switch hitter batting left, and Connor Delgado for ball one. Delgado has been now a nice addition to the staple of the lineup at the top. And the 1-0 is rolled over foul first base side. It's 1-1, especially because Jesus Castillo went on the injured list this week. And he has been pretty much the everyday leadoff man this season up until the injury. The 1-1. Delgado chops it on the ground. Big hop off the lip. Vargas backhands at second and flings on to first. And Delgado retired. One gone on the first batter of the first inning. St. Lucie, 2-0 lead. Let's beat the defense here for the Mets. Start on the outfield left to right. as Starling Mercado, Diego Mosquera, Jeffrey Rosa left to right on the outfield. Boston Barrels at third. Colin Halk and Marco Vargas up the middle. And first pitch misses low for ball one to Palacios. Another lefty. It's 1-0. Johairo Cuevas is at first, and Jose Hernandez does the catching. As 1-0, Palacios skies to center, but playable for Mosquera. Moves a few steps to his left and stops. Puts it away on a sharp lineout. Two gone on the inning for Shalene Polanco. Hudepol making his seventh appearance, sixth start. He's 1-1, a 3.05 ERA in the season. 12 walks, 28 strikeouts in 20 and two-thirds innings. First pitch to Polanco is up and away for ball one. Shalene with tied at the top of the team lead in RBIs with as Marilyn Valdez as 1-0. That's low. It's 2-0. That's 17 on the season. Three home runs for Polanco. Valdez in his fourth yesterday on the inside of the Parker. 2-0 is slow chopper right side. Waited on by Cuevas. First baseman flips the cover. Hudepol. It's a 1-2-3 first inning. After one, 2-0 Mets on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders.
Hey Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, 2-0 St. Lucie on top. His first pitch from Christian Curtis to Johairo Cuevas. There's a fastball outside. It's 1-0 on the sixth hitter today. 6-7-8 due up against Curtis after a single by Marco Vargas and then Jeffrey Rosa, two-run home run. And swinging a foul tip off the glove of Magnus. It's 1-1. So St. Lucie came in with having only led in 9 of the first 36 innings. Once again, ahead early. Curtis is 1-1. Swinging a line drive, pulled foul. It's 1-2. A little bit different than what happened yesterday. Bradenton got 5 runs in the first inning before being put to a test there. As Jack Wenninger had a really nice outing towards the back end of it. So count 1 ball and 2 strikes on Cuevas. And now time call. As you have some type of creature on the field. You got a squirrel. Or rodents, I don't know. We have there. It's a turtle. Oh, someone to pick up the turtle and take it out. It's Space Knight. If only could fly. Well, who wants to pick it up? I gotta got it out of the way, and now someone's gonna run in here. Oh, as Merlin Valdez is. Look at that. Matt Delcoto's the hero. He's got the turtle. And now it might be a member of the bullpen. Put him on the lineup card for Jim Horner. Well, you never know what you see at the ballpark. A turtle sighting today. As one ball and two strikes on Cuevas. Now time calling again. After the turtle incident here at Lecom Park. Mark your date in the calendar, May 11th, 2024. Matt Delcoto is the hero. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. And Curtis strikes out Cuevas. One gone in the inning for Kevin Villavicencio. Well, this is a similar incident that happened last year when working for the Yankees affiliate up in New York. We had a goose on the field, and it was injured. And one of the outfielders, and Aldani Sanchez, kept flapping his arms trying to tell it to fly. And his first pitch is a fastball. The knees called strike to Villavicencio at 0-1. And it was injured, and so it was stuck in right center field for a good couple minutes, and then finally grounds crew came in. As 0-1 is whiffed out and missed down and away. Nothing and two from Curtis. And Tanner Puff, the groundskeeper up in Hudson Valley, just ended up snatching it. They had to chase it down. It took a couple minutes, though, to wrestle this thing because obviously it was nervous and scared, as was that turtle. It started booking it, trying to get out of the ballpark. 0-2. High and away, it's 1-2. But the video ended up all over it. MLB social media, MILB, John Boy. You don't see a goose and players trying to wrestle, just like the turtle. 1-2. Swinging a foul back by Villavicencio on an RBI yesterday. 2-0 St. Lucie. Top two at Lecom Park. And the 1-2, down and away. 2-2 to Villavicencio. Well, so yesterday in the first inning, you have the inside the park grand slam. And now a turtle the next day, about 24 hours later. 2-2, that's low. 3-2. So many good animal incidents on the field through the years. I know we're double A Mississippi. We had the return of what it was, a hedgehog or something out in center field. 3-2. Swinging a ground ball out towards short. Harrison charging in. Fields exchanges on the run. Late tosses it over. Villavicencio retired. Two gone in the second for Starling Mercado. But Christian Curtis is settling nicely here. He's retired the last four after the home run as Starling Mercado's in. First pitch to the lefty is a fastball on the outside. Black called strike 0-1. 2-0 St. Lucie. Two outs, nobody on. Top two here at Lecom Park. Marauders looking to win their ninth straight ball game. 0-1. Curveball is called strike on the outside corner. That's the first one we've seen today. Got a lot of different pitches in the arsenal for Curtis, looking for his third strikeout. 0-2. And a fastball runs high and away at 97 miles an hour. 2-2. One-two pitch, and that's outside. Try the breaking ball again. It's 2-2 on Mercado. playing the 17th game of the season in 184 with three doubles, a home run, and six driven in. 2-2. Swinging a foul back. And the righty Curtis set, 2-2. Swinging a pop-up, first base side. It was jammed. Curtis running over, makes the catch in front of the dugout. Magnus was there as well. But a 1-2-3 second for Christian Curtis. 1.5 for the books. 2-0 Mets on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Burlington Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As you have some type of...
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught. Service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
And now it might be a member of the bullpen. Put him on the lineup card for Jim Warner.
Have you wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom two, 2-0 St. Lucie, as Christian Curtis with the Knights bounce back here. He's retired to the last five. A 1-2-3 first for Wyatt Hudepohl on the other side of things, as the right-hander working from the wideup against Esmerlin Valdez. First pitch is fouled back for strike one, right towards the high home area where our camera is. Valdez this time yesterday inside the park, grand slam. 0-1, check swing, ball to dirt. He lays off, it's 1-1. Valdez currently riding, though, a 12-game on base streak. He's 2-for-9 in the series with a pair of home runs and seven driven in. 1-1, and a breaking ball down and in. It's 2-1. Our leadoff man for the Marauders in the second inning. 2-1. And that's on the inside edge with a fastball at 93. It's 2-2. Hudepohl, fourth round pick by the Mets last year out of Charlotte. And the 2-2 is yanked on the ground, foul third base side. Charlotte, the city itself, also home to the White Sox, AAA affiliate, and the Knights. It's a beautiful ballpark down there in downtown. I guess up there here from Florida. Two balls and two strikes between Hudepohl and Valdez. Having a great start in the 2024 season for Valdez. Pitch, breaking ball, check swing. Able to lay off. It's 3-2 with Omar Alfonso on deck. On the inside corner, strike three. A quick challenge from Valdez, and it's confirmed a strikeout. So the first challenge they used today, they lose it. Valdez is punched out, one gone in the second for Omar Alfonso. Now Charlotte is head coach Robert Woodard. The guy used to be on staff at North Carolina. His first pitch is outside for ball one to Omar Alfonso. Also UNC Wilmington and Virginia Tech, well respected around the game. Charlotte was in the Conference USA. As 1-0 is off the plate outside, 2-0. Now they move to the American Athletic Conference, the AAC. Pitch is low. Oh, it's at the bottom of the zone with a fastball to Alfonso. It's 2-1. And yeah, they challenge that one. Alfonso gets it right. So it's 3-0 on Omar. Came in as a pinch hitter last night. 3-0. And that's low as well. Ball four. So four pitch walk. He's the first man to reach today. Man on, one gone, bottom two. 2-0 St. Lucie. Here's Kalai Harrison, the shortstop. First pitch to Harrison, the left. He's a called strike with a fastball. It's nothing and one. Harrison, who started the season on the injured list, has been great in his return. They've been slowly getting it back into game shape here. As a lefty against the righty, Hudepohl 0-1 as he fishes after. Ball down on the dirt, it's nothing and two. But Harrison playing in his seventh game. He's reached base in all six. Hits in five of his first six. 5-for-21 to play with a home run and five driven in. Had the home run last week against Fort Myers down the right field line. It was a high fly ball. Night sky here in Bradenton. And toss over to first base as Alfonso with a headlong dive in safely. Omar does not have a stolen base this year. Never say never, though. Pirates organization love to run. Big hole on the left side as the 0-2, a jam shot back up the middle, back into by Vargas, flips to second for one, back to first, they got him. Inning ending, 4-6-3, double play, ends the second. 2-0 Mets after two on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24-7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Well, top of the third inning, St. Lucie with a 2-0 lead after a first inning home run against Christian Curtis has him out in front. Curtis has been good after that. He's retired the last five, facing 9-1-2 here to start this half inning. Diego Mosquera, right-handed batter, steps in against the righty tossing Christian Curtis, who sits at 39 pitches right now. First pitch is swung on, pop foul behind Tome. Out of play for strike one. So far, two runs on two hits for St. Louis. He got both those hits in the first inning, obviously. As the 0-1 from Curtis in tight, it's 1-1. Well, there are a few roster moves today for the Bradenton Marauders. Garrett Forrester, who is one of the catchers, also plays first and third. Mostly at third base this season, though. Well, besides catching as the 1-1. Swinging a ball on the ground left side. Kalai Harrison comes around it, throws across his body. A good pick at first by Alfonso, and they get him. Well, how about Kalai Harrison showing the range at shortstop? One gone in the third for Marco Vargas. 2-0 Mets, though, but talking about Garrett Forrester, placed on the 70 injured list today. Also, Elijah Birdsong. Marauder last year, but was on minor league rehab. That was ended today as the first pitch in the righty Curtis is off the plate outside for ball one. Birdsong had made six appearances with Bradenton. A 2.35 ERA across 7 2/3 innings. Struck out four. 1-0 chopper just past Curtis to second. Delgado to his right, sidearm toss to first. And two gone in the inning. That's sort of the fourth ground ball today out for Christian Curtis. Again, he's on a roll. Has now seven in a row retired. That's first pitch, breaking ball down and in for ball one to Boston Barrow. Randy Curtis lifts in the pitch. And fastball spot on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Well, it's a bit of a difference here for Curtis. Again, mentioned off the top, but making his first start outside of a Sunday. A six-man rotation. So that's going to be a little bit different feeling. As 1-0 whiffed out and missed by Barrow. It's 1-2. I mean, usually Sunday games are a little bit hotter than this. Pitching at midday. A bit more fans in the stands than there are usually on Sundays. One ball, two strikes. Curtis searching for his third strikeout as Barrow slices it foul down the left field side, out of play. One, two. Ricky ball down to the dirt, 2-2. On to Barrow, struck out swinging his first time up. Wind still blowing out towards right center field. A bit calmer today than it was yesterday. As a 2-2 is lunged for and punched out to short. But Hopper Harrison fields on his left to the glove side and throws to first. Another 1-2-3 inning for Christian Curtis. He's retired the last eight. Bottom third next. 2-0 Mets on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases. But it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comets, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ Lecom Radio.
Bottom of the third inning at Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida on Space Night. Marauders trail 2-0 to the Mets as Bradenton looking to win their ninth straight ball game, which would tie a franchise record. Wide hitter pull's been good so far. Face the minimum as first pitch is a breaking ball and tight to the catcher, Justin Mignes. It's 1-0. After an 8-pitch first inning, 14 throw last inning by Utipol. The 1-0. And Mignes checks a swing, called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. The pitch home. Swing and a tapper foul at home plate. It's 1-2. Mignes climbs back in. Javi Rivas and Sergio Campagna to follow. And the 1-2 home. Swing and a ground ball, right side. Right at Cuevas. Gloves it in. A big flip to first as Mignes is sat down. A lot of ground balls today, too. Not only for Curtis, but for Utipol. That's his fourth. Now with one gone in the third inning for Javier Rivas. Yes, now Utipol wants a new baseball. The last start for Utipol. Game against Jupiter went 3 innings, walked 2, struck out 3 in 3 innings. As first pitch is hacked on and missed at by the righty Rivas, it's 0-1. He's gone 5 innings twice this year. Was start before Jupiter. He started 2 games in that series, Tuesday, Sunday. 1-0 is fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2 here on Javier Rivas. Oh, 2 pitch. That's taken low. It's 1-2 on Javi. Utipol won 5 innings on the first start. Now 1-2 is cut on a missed out for strike 3, and Utipol got his second strikeout. And 2 outs, base is empty for Sergio Campagna. A 2-0 St. Lucie. And Campagna steps on the right side. Part of that rally they almost had earlier this series as Campagna swings and misses that first pitch for strike 1. Back on the walk-off they had on Wednesday. Doubled to start the 9th inning. They end up still walking it off, but 0-1 down and away. It's 1-1. Then ran into and out on the base paths in the middle of that double play. As the 1-1, floating the air to right center field. Rosa back into his right. Johnson makes the catch. Puts it into the inning with an acrobatic catch in right center field. And it's a scoreless third. 2-0 Mets after 3 here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park here in Bradenton, Florida, as the Marauders with a 2-0 or trailing 2-0 the St. Lucie Mets, and we're joined by a special guest here on Space Night and Andy Sandor as Christian Curtis faces Jeffrey Rose to start the top of the fourth inning. And Curtis's first pitch home is on its way. That's a fastball down and in. Well, first of all, Andy, thanks so much for joining us here on the broadcast.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, it's always good to have Space Night here at a baseball game. Kind of my first Space Night I think I've ever been a part of, so it's interesting so far. As fastball is outside 2-0, just kind of for listeners at home, kind of what's your position with the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, and kind of, you know, where is it located?
So we're just down the road. You can actually pretty much see us from here. Mm-hmm. And we're a museum. I'm the CEO there, so we're a museum. Obviously, it's science and nature. It's natural history. We have a planetarium. And one of the big things we do is we have a manatee rehabilitation facility. So we also look after manatees, get them up to health and to weight so they can be released back in the river.
Wow, it's really cool.
It's a really cool museum.
I always like, you know, I grew up in the Northeast, so I've been down to a couple of the natural history museums down in the D.C. area. I was big one. Always see Night of the Museum, and that's always wanted to be then, you know. Go see there and see the museum come to life. Does your museum come to life at all?
It comes to life when we get visitors in and when we're doing programs. That's when it really comes to life.
Counts full here on Jeffrey Rosa, 3-2, homeward back in the first inning. Now here at the top of the fourth, again joined by Andy Sandor as Curtis looking for a strikeout. I'm guessing you have different exhibits that come on and off, so are there any special ones right now going on at the museum?
Yeah, we have a new one opening next week, Snoopy Soars with NASA, and it looks all about it. It's coming from the Charles Schulz Museum, so it looks at how Snoopy became the safety mascot of the NASA Apollo space missions.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. We've got some good objects in there, and everyone will learn how Snoopy basically went to the moon with NASA.
Really?
Yeah, opens next week. It's going to be in with us for a few months.
Wow.
But we're really excited about it. It looks really cool.
Yeah, well, my brother growing up loves Snoopy, so he's down in Hawaii, though. I don't know if he can make the trip over, but I'm going to try to get some pictures for him.
Yeah, you need to come and have a look. It's going to be fun. There's it's an interesting story, and you don't realize that Snoopy even today is still used as a mascot for them.
Really? I didn't know either. For NASA, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And specifically for the Apollo missions, so... That was the moon missions. He was their safety ambassador.
So did he get to walk on the moon at all or anything like that?
I think he went up there with him on their spacesuit.
Wow, so, okay.
Yeah, and they still now, if you look, like special awards for safety, they will give a Snoopy pin for that. So
do you ever know what happened to Snoopy itself when afterwards? Did they retire him somewhere?
Or? No. It's that, the actual cartoon. It's drawn for them. So, yeah. So Charles Schulz would draw for them specifically.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So it looks at Snoopy and how he's been used in a lot of their media, but also in their internal messaging.
I thought they brought like a stuffed animal Snoopy.
There are a few of those pictures of those as well, but I think
that's
probably like 3 extra tons of fuel it needs to get it up to the moon. So.
Yeah, I got an extra mass you got to bring on to the spaceship then to get it off the ground. So. It's 1-1 here in Jose Hernandez after Jeffrey Rose is singled. And 2-0 St. Lucie, top of the fourth inning. As pitch from Christian Curtis home. It's a breaking ball Called strike 1-2. So what do the hours look like for the museum? You know, they open 7 days a week, and people just stop by any time?
So we're open Tuesdays through Sundays. Okay. Mondays we have the museum closed so we can work in the exhibits and the spaces there. But 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. and noon till 5 on Sundays.
Nice.
And say we're right on the riverfront, right in the heart of downtown. It's a great day to go. If you've got a night game here, go spend it at the museum, grab something to eat in downtown, and then just walk up to the game. It's a brilliant Bradenton night out.
Yeah, that's not right. Especially you stay away from some of the hot weather in the middle of the day, so you're inside in the AC, and then you're able to...
You get to hang out with the manatees, which is always one of the coolest things to do in town. We have three in right now.
Wow.
We have Murado, Wicket, and Klondike.
Murado, okay.
They're three young boys we have with us, just getting some weight.
1-2's flown in the air to left field as Valdez lunges it, makes the catch. One gone on the fourth inning with the man on. So can people, how can they see the manatees? I'm more curious about that.
Yeah, so it's part of the museum experience. If you come into the museum, if you're a member, you can get in for free. If you just pay your daily ticket to come in, and we have lots of other ways to get to the museum. But it's actually all visible is their habitat that they're in. So we work behind the scenes, which a lot of it is throwing hundreds of pounds of lettuce into the pool for them to eat all day because they just eat all day. But we have a downstairs viewing area where you can see them underwater and see just how graceful they actually are. And then you can go up top and actually get a sense of their size and how they interact with each other. It's a 60,000-gallon tank we have there.
Wow.
So the three that are in there right now, they're all in the mid-400s to low-500-pound range.
Jeez.
So they're only little ones. They're young boys.
How big can they get?
They can get, males get up to like 1,500 pounds.
Wow.
Females can get over 2,000 pounds. So we will let them out into the river again when the conditions are right, when they're about 600 pounds. They need to be that just to have a chance for best chance of success.
Okay.
But they come to us anything. These first two came to us about 300 and something pounds. They've already gained over 100 pounds in 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. They're eating.
They're bulking up on that lettuce.
On that lettuce, yeah.
1-1 pitch to Colin Howe. Called strike 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, they're eating like 107 pounds of lettuce each a day.
Ooh, I was going to ask, like, how much lettuce do you guys have to buy? And
yeah,
do you have a special lettuce guy?
We have a special delivery. We have three truckloads arrive every week.
Wow, oh my goodness.
And they will eat their way through it.
It's the Chinese pandas are like kind of like that, too, where they just eat bamboo all day.
Yep.
So it's kind of the same thing. As a called third strike there to Colin Howe, and there's two gone in the fourth inning. Are you guys one of the few museums that have manatees in the area?
We're the only ones, really.
Really?
The zoos will have them. But to actually be able to come in, see a planetarium, go and visit our natural history exhibits, go visit our local history exhibits about old Bradenton, and then go see the manatees, we're the only people doing that.
Wow, so that's why you got to stop by then.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place.
I haven't been in the air, but it's got my bucket list now. His pitch is flown in the air, shallow left field. Valdez lets it drop in, base it. For Johairo Cuevas, first and second, and two gone here in the fourth inning. I think I've run past it many times, always down the Riverwalk in that area, so always going for walks and runs down there. So I've definitely passed it before and love history. So
we get a lot of people. Like, so Saturdays are a good day because people will come down to the downtown market, they will then come over to the museum for the afternoon and then come down to a game, and it's just such a great thing. And you're all within really a mile of each other to do that.
Around here, is Kevin Villavicencio. And I know tonight, being in Space Night, saw your station outside of the Fan Plaza. Did you bring anything special here for fans to kind of learn and experience?
Definitely tonight. So after the game, everyone will be allowed out onto the field. We're going to wait for it to go dark, and then we're going to do what we would normally do in the planetarium, where we do a night sky show.
Oh, wow.
We're actually going to be out there with our educators. Hunter and Nick are out there, and they're going to show people what you see in the sky at night. So we'll actually, rather than looking at the planetarium projector, you're going to see the actual stars. We're going to point them out to you, see what's out there. We did a run last night to have a look at what was out there at an event at the museum. But there's a few interesting things out there.
Okay. Any special ones for folks to look out for if they're listening on the Fan
we
Plaza
don't,
right now?
We don't want to sell it too much.
Okay,
we don't think we're going to get the aurora,
and
we're hoping no clouds come over. But we'll see what's out there,
and
we've got a little bit of time to let it get nice and dark. So that's going to be very special.
For some of our TV listeners, they might have seen the Northern Lights that happened. So that was only up in the Northeast, I think?
Some of it got up to, like, Cocoa and, like, on the East Coast of Florida. They got a little bit further north.
Okay.
But we may not see that. We did see the International Space Station last night flew over.
Yeah.
And, of course, we had Nicole Stott was here earlier today. Her son was throwing out the first pitch, and she was on that.
Oh, wow.
So, when she was in her astronaut days. But we don't think that's due back tonight. But there should be some cool things out there. We'll help people identify what to look for. And then anytime they want to go out in the yard or as they're walking home from a game, look up in the sky and you now know what you're looking at.
Yeah. So how did you get involved working for the museum?
So I've been working in museums now 32 years. Wow. I started back in England back in 1992. And just came over to this. I've been working in Florida for a few years and came to this one last year. And it's just been fantastic. And being a mile away from the Marauders is my dream job.
So you like baseball as well?
I love baseball.
Oh, look at that. Science, nature, baseball. Three best things you need in life. Andy Sandor, again, thank you so much for joining us here at the top of
thank
the fourth
inning. Thank you so much. Go Marauders.
2-0 Mets here at bottom four coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
First pitch is outside for ball one to Connor Delgado as he tried to show a bunt there to start the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0. St. Lucie on top here at Lecon Park. And the 1-0. Is whipped at a miss for a strike. 1-1 from Wyatt Hudepohl. Right-hander has been great so far. Allowed just one man to reach. It was erased on a double play ball. That was a walk. So has faced the minimum here through the first three innings. 1-1. And breaking ball foul back. It's 1-2. St. Lucie two runs on four hits as Curtis left a few men on in the last half inning. And now a time called is Delgado. Steps back in, switch hitter batting left. One ball, two strikes on him. Pitch home, swinging a fly ball, left center field. Mercado over to the alley, can't get there. It splits it. Delgado digging for two. Throw is late, it's a stand-up double for Connor Delgado. And that's the first hit today for Bradenton. A man on second, nobody out, Joshua Palacios, 2-0 St. Lucie. First pitch to the lefty is outside for ball one. And now being challenged by the catcher, Jose Hernandez. It's ruled a ball. So challenge lost there for St. Lucie. By the way, big thank you to Andy Sandor from Bishop Museum of Science and Nature for joining us in that last half inning. As 1-0 is cut on a missed at. It's 1-1 to Palacios. Gonna learn so much about manatees. I know they eat so much lettuce. So big. One ball, one strike on Palacios. Minor league rehabber from AAA Indianapolis. Big size lead at second for Delgado. And now they almost got it picked off. Throw to center field. It sails.
And now Delgado advances to third, looks back, throws in late. It's a good one, though, from Mosquera. Well, you could tell Delgado was going to go on that pitch, and they nearly got him. And he ends up advancing to third on a throwing error from Hudepohl. So one ball, one strike on Joshua Palacios. And 2-0 bats, but Bradenton's knocking on the door here in the fourth inning. Palacios line out to center his first time up. As Hudepohl looks back to third and kicks the 1-1. And that's outside. It's 2-1. See, Palacios can deliver. That ball bounces in off the glove of Hernandez to the backstop, and Delgado's in standing. A wild pitch scores Delgado. They cut the deficit down to 2-1 in the fourth inning. So now bases are empty and counts 3-1 on Palacios. Hudepohl can go back to pitching from the windup, and 3-1. And Palacios rolls it on the ground, first base side. Cuevas behind the bag, Palacios jogging down. Easy play there, 3-1. And one gone in the fourth inning for Shalene Polanco. A one out, base is empty for Shalene Polanco. A lefty against the righter, Hudepohl, who takes a pitch outside for ball one. This is just coming after we had a turtle stoppage here at the ballpark. Top of the second inning. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Polanco couldn't connect on a fastball, it's 1-1. All is well now. Magda Cotto may become famous on social media for that. It's 1-1, bounces in, 2-1 on Polanco, grounded out to first, his first time up. Hudepohl has been really good tonight. Swing and a miss, fastball up in the zone, it's 2-2. Hudepohl actually started his career at Kentucky, where he played there in 21 and 22 before finishing his career at UNC Charlotte. And so he was teammates with Magda Cotto on that team. 2-2, down and in as Polanco backs off the inside corner. Three balls and two strikes with Esmerlin Valdez on deck. Pitch, and Polanco rips it foul on a line. Another netting down the right field line, and still they'll do it again. Hudepohl did not pitch after the draft last year. It had really good numbers. And a strikeout set at UNC Charlotte, 129 in 105 in a third innings. He walked 27, it's a 1.15 whip. It's pretty good as well. 3-2. He's walked just one today, but in danger of walking a second here possibly. And the payoff. Breaking ball, top of the zone. No, it's ball four. So second walk today. Puts a runner on with one run in and one gone. Bottom four, 2-1. Marauders trailing, but as Marilyn fouled this to the plate. Toss back over to first base. Polanco back in with a headlong dive and safely. Quiddipal also pitched for the Wareham Gateman on the Cape League back in 2022. The same summer that Mike Wallace threw up there. He's on the injured list right now for Bradenton. But first pitch, and Valdez out in front just pulls it foul to the left field line, out of play. Might have had the home run distance, but we won't know. Valdez leads the team with four home runs this year. Runner in motion, pitch is high and in, throw to second base, is a good one, but they can't get Polanco. As he steals second base, and now in scoring position, got one ball and one strike on as Merlin Valdez. Who also is tied for the team lead, and RBI is to 17 with Shalene Polanco. And now a time called. So one ball, two strikes on Valdez. Put an auto strike there. And a pitch, swing and a foul back. That was a called strike, maybe. Two runs, four hits, one error for St. Lucie. Bradenton, one run on one hit, no errors. It was an auto strike. Looking down. 1-2. And launches out a breaking ball, fights it off. Good recognition there, though, by Valdez, able to get to it. Hootable's pitch count right now at 52, 29 strikes. He's kind of sword hit his last two-plus innings after through 22 through the first two. He's thrown 30 through the last inning and the third then. 1-2. Fastball high. And it's two balls and two strikes. You're on space tonight at Lee Comp Park. I hope that a home run could be lifted like a rocket ship out over the wall. And the 2-2. So we're going to ground ball foul just past Gustavo Bagna in the third base coach's box. With Polanco at second base, Bradenton trying to knot things up here in the fourth inning against Wyatt Hudepohl, starter for St. Lucie. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch home. Swing and a bouncer. Foul again, third base side. Boy, what a really nice fight here by Valdez. Staying with it, pitch for pitch. And a couple splitters thrown by Hudepohl in this at-bat. Very similar to a changeup. And the 2-2 again. Swing and a line drive through to left side and left field. Polanco stops at third as Valdez keeps on running to second base, and he slides in. Mercado misses the cutoff man, pays the consequences. And smart heads-up base running by Esmerlin Valdez. It's a single for him, so he doesn't get a double. But those are the little things that really add up over the course of a baseball game. As now, mound visit here, pitching coach Jordan Krause is out. Oh, we saw a lot of those things just add up. Of course, the game yesterday, for example, Marauders wouldn't have had to come from behind and walk it off. An error led to three runs in the sixth inning. And so they gave up three unearned runs in the ballgame. So they ended up having to walk it off, so it worked in their favor, at least where they still won it. But last week, there were a number of errors by Fort Myers that, whether base running or just fielding, so those things matter, and it's hard to win. A 2-1, so now base hit can score two with one gone, bottom four, and Omar Alfonso to the plate. Alfonso lefty against the Reiner Hudepohl. And Bradenton has yet to lead in this ballgame. St. Lucie scored both runs in the first inning. First pitch, and Alfonso takes to the knees, called strike. Ricky pulled that time out of the hand of Hudepohl. Alfonso walked his first time up, was the only man to reach for quite some time. The 0-1, and swing a line drive right field, base hit in front of Rosa. Polanco scores, Valdez coming, and now he stops as a good throw comes in from Rosa. But over Alfonso with an RBI single. We're tied at two in the fourth. That's again where the base running matters. So first and third, one gone, another in, and Kalai Harrison the hitter. As now we'll see some action in the bullpen for St. Lucie in left field. As Hudepohl's at 59 pitches right now. As Harrison rolls up the first base side foul. Bradenton has tied it up with two runs in the fourth inning. Got no balls and one strike on Harrison. And the pitch. Swinging a fly ball, opposite field, the deep left. Mercado backing up, squares his shoulder, back pedals, makes the catch. A few steps shy of the wall, dug deep enough to score Valdez. Sacrifice fly is enough, and the Marauders have a lead at 3-2. That's all you wanted to do. Put something in the outfield. Drives in a run, a productive out there for Kalai Harrison, who picks up his sixth RBI of the season already. But Alfonso's at first, 3-2 Bradenton, bottom four. First pitch, Justin Bickness. The lefty takes a called strike on the outer half, 0-1. Check swing, and it's down and away. It's 1-1 on Bickness, who grounded out to first. His first time up. And Bickness takes down low. It's 2-1. Well, the news of Forrester going on the injured list, so that means Alfonso and Bickness, the two catchers right now on the active roster. It's been a toss over to first. John Lopez is on the development list. He's been there the entire season for the since he's been called up from the FCL Pirates. 2-1. Fastball high, 3-1. So you'll likely see Bickness and Alfonso for the next bit of time, just the two catchers, unless Lopez is added to the roster. Just a 7-day IL for Forrester, so went on it today, would be eligible to come back next Saturday. 3-1. Swinging a fly ball, deep right field, towards the bullpen, Rosa, after it, it bounces off the wall. Alfonso holds up at third, now he blows the stop sign, he's a dead duck, and tagged out at home plate. What a double for Bickness. Marauders do get three runs in the fourth inning and lead 3-2 after four on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information. ABC.
Now Christian Curtis has a lead for the first time tonight. 3-2 Bradenton after a three-run fourth inning. And now 8-9-1 due up. And lineup card for Yukari De La Cruz. Diego Mosquera and Marco Vargas to follow. First pitch from Curtis is a fastball on the outside black called strike to the lefty Mercado. Good pitch that time. And the 0-1, breaking ball, line foul, first base side, nothing and two. Two men left on base last inning after a pair of singles by the Mets. Curtis struck out two, he's got four punch outs today. Looking for number five. And the 0-2, and that's high, 1-2. One, two, swinging a fly ball to deep right. Palacios back on it, he's at the wall, it's gone. On top of the bullpen, towards the boardwalk, solo shot for a stalling Mercado. It's tie game again at three, here at the top of the fifth inning. So second home run today by St. Lucie. Jeffrey Rosa had a two-run home run on the first. Where all the runs have come from. Diego Mosquera, the center fielder, to the plate. Right-handed batter against the righty Christian Curtis. First pitch and a fastball low for ball one. Well, the home run bug has bitten Curtis a few times. Gave him two in back-to-back starts in Lakeland and in Daytona. So one of those a sword and pitch in the dirt. It's 1-1. Which really the one against Daytona was the bummer because he pitched really well in that game. And again, just one of those starts where you pitch better than what the line looks like. As Paul Skeens about that today. 1-1. Pitch off the glove of Curtis to Harrison. Bare hands. It doesn't matter. They make the play. 1-6-3 from Curtis to Harrison to Alfonso. As Curtis tried the backhand there, ends up deflecting off the heel of the glove. And one gone in the fifth inning for Marco Vargas. Now Curtis right now is at 78 pitches. Trying to get through this inning. As first pitch, it's a change up at the knees, called strike to Vargas, the lefty. And leadoff man in this order. The 0-1. That's low, bounces in the dirt, 1-1. The turtle delay is taking over. As 1-1, it's low, 2-1. I think next year now I need a promotion for turtle night in the ballpark. Bring a pet turtle in. I'll have to ask back. You'll have to get the info about where the turtle went after they brought it into the bullpen. It's a 2-1. And fastball at the knees, 2-2. Maybe it'll be part of the member of the clubhouse now. So it's 3-1 after the challenge was successful there by Vargas. 31. And that's outside, ball four. Well, that's Curtis's first walk today, so that's been the good news. He's really been around the zone. And now Jim Horner out. And that's probably going to do it for Christian Curtis. New pitcher on the face, Boston Barrow, one out in the fifth inning. So 4 1/3 today from Curtis, 2 days after his birthday. A not so bad start from him. Falls just short of qualifying for a win possibly as he departs in a 3-3 tie game. New arm in. Here Lee Com on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I say, well, let's go, bring me ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
So new arm in the face, Boston Barrow, in a 3-3 tie game. As Yoldin De La Paz with one out, bottom, top five, one run in, 3-3 tie game, and lefty toss to first. Headlong and dive safely by Marco Vargas. A home run is earlier in this half inning. Tie the game up. His first pitch is a fastball outside for ball one to Boston Barrow. 0 for 2 today. Numbers on De La Paz this season. 3-0 with a 1.72 ERA, now appearing in his 10th game. He's got two holds on the season. 1-0. And a sweeping slider called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. 17 strikeouts, just 4 walks, and 15 2/3 for De La Paz. Opponents hitting 143 off of him this season. He's been one of the more reliable pitchers out of the bullpen. Bullpen's been great overall, as is the pitching. As the 1-0 slider cut on and missed out, it's 1-2. The Marauders has a staff, a 3.63 ERA on the season, a 3.81 on the bullpen, 3.41. With the starters. Lefty looks to first, 1-2. Swinging a fly ball out to left. Valdez backing up towards the line on the run, makes the catch. Vargas retreats back to first as Barrows retired. And two gone in the fifth inning for Jeffrey Rosa. Good ball track down though by Esmerlin Valdez. Is Jeffrey Rosa, the right fielder. Two outs, a man at first, one run in. And now toss back to first again. Headlong dive in safely. As Vargas is responsible for Curtis, who went 4 1/3 today, gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, just 2 home runs. Spoiled his day. First pitch to the righty Rosa. Top of the zone, called strike. Rosa on a 4-game hit streak now. Home run, single today. Boy, is he having a good series. Runner in motion, 0-1 is fouled off first base side for strike two. Rosa has been very impressive since being promoted from the complex here to single-A St. Lucie. No balls, two strikes on Rosa. As De La Paz, a long stare back to first. 0-2, runner in motion again. Pitch is high, throw down to second base. It's a good one, and they got him. Justin Mignis hoses Vargas at second base. That ends the fifth inning. We're halfway home, tied at three on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit bradentonmarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back at Lecon Park at the bottom of the fifth inning after Justin Mignis catches Marco Vargas down to the base pass. Bottom five, Hudepohl still out on the mound. Javier Rivas, right-handed batter against the righty Hudepohl. Shows bunt, gets it down, third base side. Buried by Hernandez, throw to first, it's late. Infield single for Javier Rivas. So leadoff man aboard on the single from Rivas. As the Marauders try to overcome that one run, just given up at the top of the fifth inning on a home run. Sergio Campagna, right-handed batter, takes down and away for ball one. Marauders now with five hits in the contest. Had a big fourth inning. They scored three runs on four hits. The extra base hit by Mignis. Runner in motion, 1-0 is inside. Throw down to second base is late. Stolen base for Javier Rivas. And count two balls and no strikes on Sergio Campagna. Line drive, back up the middle, through to center field. Rivas holds up at third base. Campagna slams on the brakes at first, and it'll be first and third, nobody out of the fifth. Runners at first and third, bottom five. As Connor Delgado, second baseman, switch hitter batting left. Runner in motion to second base. Delgado lines it right to first, and Quavo steps on the bag. Unfortunate double play. Man, that is about as unlucky as you could get. Quavo did not have to move at all. And just like that, they go from first and third, nobody out, to a man on third and two outs. And Joshua Palacios to the plate. But the runner at third base, 3-3 tie game. Bradenton looking for their run here in the inning to retake the lead. And first pitch to Palacios is a breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner. So Hudepo looking to go five innings today. They had some action last week. Now a steal home, pitch out, and Rivas is tagged out. Well, you don't see that every day as Rivas try to steal home, and he's tagged out. 3-3 tie game to the fifth we had here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
So the Marauders running some outs on the base pass in the last half. I think we head to the top of the sixth. As Yoldina La Paz facing 3-4 and 5 the lineup card, Jeffrey Rosa steps in the right side against the southpaw De La Paz. First pitch home. Swing and a chopper foul, third base side, nothing and one. And a 3-3 tie game. Fifth game of the sixth game series between St. Lucie and Bradenton. Marauders looking to win their ninth straight win. Yo one. And that's over the heart of the plate. Call a strike 0-2. Marauders, they've won nine games before. It's happened twice in franchise history that goes back to 2010. They won it back in 2022 and then also in 21. As the 0-2 bounces in the dirt, 1-2. So Jim Horner's been on both sides of it, was a bench coach in 2021. Here, Bradenton ended up winning the Low A Southeast Championship. That was from end of May to beginning of June. 1-2. And called third strike on the outside corner. Throws him there with a changeup. And one gone on the strikeout from De La Paz for Jose Hernandez. So for 2 today, Hernandez is. Marauders out hitting the Mets 6-5. But again, there have been a couple outs run into. We talk about those small details as pitches bounce in the dirt, 1-0. Homer Alfonso ran through a stop sign in the fourth inning, which would have been second and third and two outs. So not saying it was an automatic run, but going to crack at it. The 1-0. And that's a called strike on the inside corner, 1-1. And then the last inning, not much you could do there. A line-out double play.
Runners are always aggressive, as with the Pirates organization on the base paths. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball out towards short. Harrison charging in. Fields cleanly and soft tosses to first on the run. Two gone in the sixth for Colin Houck as De La Paz has retired all three out of the bullpen so far. Houck is 0 for 2. As well, flyout strikeout so far. First pitch of the righty batter is on the inside corner, called strike. Two out, sacks empty, top six, 3-3 tie game between St. Lucie and Bradenton. And the 0-1. Breaking ball on the inner edge, called strike. And De La Paz has been money tonight. That's now 16 pitches, 12 strikes. He has been in the zone consistently. As De La Paz readies. And the 0-2, swing and a miss. Ball the dirt, secured by Mignis. Two strikeouts and a scoreless 1-2-3-6 for Yoldin De La Paz. Bottom six next. All score at 3 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Bottom six in Bradenton, 3-3 tie game as Hudepel's still out there on the mound. First pitch is a breaking ball fouled back by Joshua Palacios for strike one. Oh, Yoldin De La Paz, a 1-2-3 sixth inning out of the bullpen. He's tied all four his face so far. Rehabbing Palacios, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch down to the zone, it's nothing and two. Well, fifth inning, I mean, it has been a wild night so far, and nothing else you'd expect on space night here at Lecom Park. We've seen a turtle in the outfield, which I don't know how a turtle gets into a ballpark. It's one thing. And the 0-2, and that's up and in, 1-2. And then you got a man trying to steal home, Javier Rivas, that ended the last inning. I've never seen a steal of home before, a straight steal of home. 1-2, bounces in the dirt, 2-2. On space night two after the game, there will be a stargazing on the outfield. See what kind of stars we got out there. Two balls, two strikes. As Palacios is 0 for 2 today. And the pitch from Hudepel. Swinging a number off the edge of the bat and a floated foul. Just past Gustavo Bani in the coach's box. So the turtle was found in left center field, and I don't know who spotted it either back in the second inning when this delay happened. You know, it's not like we're on the water's not too far from here, but
Not like we have a bank, a river behind the left field wall or something. 2-2 line foul, first base side. As Ernesto Rosario gets out of the way of it in the first base coach's box. Two balls and two strikes. As now Palacios might have cracked the bat that time, gets a new piece of lumber. Omar Alfonso hands it to him. Shaleen Polanco, Esmerlin Valdez. The minimum to face Utipol in this half inning, whose pitch count right now is right around 80 pitches. From the windup, first base, Tyler Rubber, 2-2. Swinging another chopper foul, first base side. And a toss into the stands by Irizarry. Marauders playing another tight game this week with St. Lucie. They've walked them off twice this week, have won the first four, and have taken the series already. And 2-2 down and in, back foot breaking ball. It's 3-2 on Palacios. Yeah, the franchise record is 9, so a win tonight would be the 9th straight win for Bradenton. They'd have a chance in the series if they win tonight to make it 10 tomorrow. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball in the air. High down the right field line, but it's tugged foul. Just down in front of that off speed. That was a splitter there from Utipol. They'll do it again on Joshua Palacios. And again, the 3-2. Swinging a foul back. They'll do it again. Lights turning on here at Leacom Park. Just around sunset. Your pinks and blues up in the sky up above. And that's in tight ball four. Palacios walks after a lengthy at-bat that time. The go-ahead runs aboard in the sixth inning for Shaleen Polanco. I think that was an 11-pitch walk. Worked there by Palacios. It was leadoff man aboard for Polanco. 3-3 tie game. Marauders led momentarily, 3-2 after four, as a lefty Polanco tops it foul, behind Tome for strike one. Well, today was a big day up in Pittsburgh where they're going to resume the game. They just did at 8 o'clock, about 12 minutes ago. So the bottom of the fifth inning, Cubs on top 8-6, after we went into a rain delay, and a toss back to first, with Palacios back in standing. Pirates' number prospect Paul Skeens making his Major League debut today. Allowed 3 runs on 6 hits in 4 innings, struck out 7 and walked 2. And the 0-1, Polanco lines it out towards right field. Rosa racing in, makes the catch on the run. Letter high. One gone in the 6th inning. That was a sinking line drive off the end to show the bat. It just didn't catch it cleanly, but got enough barrel to pick a piece of wood on it. So, as Marilyn Valdez to the dish. And it's been a toss over to first base. Palacios back in standing. Sort of a tight play over there. Valdez single that scored in the 4th inning. Part of that 3-run inning that they had. Pitch to home is fouled off. The Marauders have 6 hits tonight. All 6 have come in the 4th and the 5th inning against Utipol. It's right now at 87 pitches. The 0-1. And that's high. It's 1-1.
Now there's plenty of power in the back from the right side. We've seen already this week. He's got two home runs, four on the season. 1-1, and a breaking ball runs in, 2-1. So you think for Hudepohl, this may be the last batter that he faces of his outing. As he comes set, 2-1. Swinging the ball in the dirt, it's 2-2. Good block, though, by Hernandez. Kept it in front of him and pounced on it quickly. Most pitches he's thrown this season was prior to the last one, 86 pitches thrown against Jupiter last Tuesday. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, it's 3-2. A couple of full counts here, second of this inning. Blanco worked a full count early in the fourth inning, so there have been a handful today. But an 11-pitch at-bat to Palacios. Two-pitch to Polanco and a full count here. 3-2. And breaking ball down and in, ball four. Second walk of the inning. Places runners at first and second. 3-3 tie game as Bradenton has a chance to take the lead again as here comes Ricardo La Cruz, the manager. That's it for Wyatt Hudepohl. So a new pitcher coming in. Pitching change underway with two on, one out. Bottom six here in Bradenton. A 3-3 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Juan Arnell, the new pitcher, into the ball game for the St. Lucie Mets. And a dangerous situation for the Mets. As Hudepohl goes 5 1/3 innings, gives up 3 runs on 6 hits, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, through 92 pitches, 55 strikes. Again, tie ball game at 3, bottom 6. Runners at first and second after he walked 2 of the first 3. And now Omar Alfonso to the plate. Against the right-hander Juan Arnell. Stands tall on the hill. And set for the belt, the pitch. And that's off the plate outside with a breaking ball for ball one. Arnell, 6'2", 164 pounds. He'll be turning 21 in June, native of DR. The 1-0. Fastball to the backstop, just past Alfonso. And so wild pitch advances Palacios to third and Valdez to second. And it's 2-0 on Alfonso, who's 1-for-1 today. He's been on base twice. A walk of the second, RBI single in the fourth inning. So infield in here in a tie game at 3. And now the point to first, and Alfonso is intentionally walked. They want the force out at every base, and that's a smart play.
Let's see if Kalai Harrison can make a pay. Now Harrison, sack fly, his last trip up. Scored a run. Now the lefty stands in against the right-hander Arnaud, who enters in with a 1.42 ERA on the season. First pitch to Harrison. Fastball swung on and missed at 96 on the outer half, 0-1. Arnaud making his seventh appearance, 1-0. And 6 1/3, 7 strikeouts and 4 walks. He's allowed just that one run in 6 1/3 innings. The 0-1. Fastball just in tight on Harrison, who lays off. It's 1-1. Kalai has reached base in all 6 games this season he's appeared in. That pitch is challenged, so call the strike. Second successful challenge today by the Mets. Palacios at third, Valdez at second, Alfonso at first. As a right hitter comes in from the belt, 0-2. Check swing by Harrison, the appeal, and he didn't go around. Says Pedro Powell, the field umpire. One, two to Harrison. Swing and a miss. Down and in with an off speed. Big strikeout. It's the first one today out of the bullpen for Arnaud. And two gone down. Base is still full. Bottom six. Marauders not trying to squander this one here as Justin Mickness, who's 1-for-2 today. Double in the fourth inning. And first pitch to him is a breaking ball that sizzles over the heart of the plate, called strike. And Mickness, that double he had end of the inning after Alfonso was thrown out at home plate trying to score from first base. 0-1. Mickness takes in tight. It's 1-1. As Arnaud tugged a fastball. A fastball slider curveball mix here from Arnaud early. The 1-1. Swinging a foul back by Mickness. Off the red barrel he's carrying. He's got the one batting glove on the bottom hand. His bear on the top. 1-2. High to the backstop. It's past Hernandez. Flip home. It's late. And Palacios on a wild pitch gives the Marauders a 4-3 lead. What a close play, actually. Palacios, I think his hand missed home plate at first, but the ball wasn't caught by Arnaud. So everybody advances 90 feet on the wild pitch. The run scores. And now second and third with two gone. 1-2. And Mickness strikes out swinging on a pitch down and in. But the Marauders have the lead again as they get a run on a wild pitch. They lead 4-3 after 6 here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night, as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back at Lee Comp Park as the Marauders have a 4-3 lead after Wild Pitch scores Joshua Palacios, aiming to win their ninth straight contest in a row. So top seven, Bradenton 4, St. Lucie 3. Jairo Cuevas from the left side as the lefty Yolding De La Paz. First pitch is lined past the diving and launching Delgado in a right field base hit. So leadoff man's aboard on the Cuevas single. He's 2-for-3 today after starting just 1-for-10 in the series. And here's Kevin Villavicencio. We'll update on the Pirates game as well. As Villavicencio's 0-for-2. And De La Paz, first pitch, swing and a tapper, third base side. De La Paz off the mound, off his glove. Everybody's safe. And so runners at first and second, nobody out in the seventh, and it's 4-3, Marauders. So that's an error that allows Villavicencio to reach. So first and second. Nobody out for a Starling Mercado, and now mound visit here by Justin Mickness, who runs out. Omar Alfonso in. Posby helped translate for Yoldin De La Paz. A few players up stretching in the bullpen. Mercado is one of those who was the hero earlier in the game. So as Starling Mercado, homered his last trip up in the fifth inning, that tied the game at 3 before Bradenton got the lead back last inning. Now Chance Deere to tie the game up again. First pitch is off the knob of the barrel, and Mercado's jogging down the first base line. They're saying, hold on. And now Yucardo La Cruz comes down the third base line, says to Michael Cross. Well, that hit him. And now he's showing him the bruise on his finger. He's saying, nope, staying right here. And now De La Cruz wants Pedro Powell to come in with Michael Cross and talk it over. Right now it's a foul ball. And now De La Cruz has the batting glove off, and so now they're going to have the trainer come out. Just try to prove a point here. So runners at first and second. On a delay, the check on the finger of is Starling Mercado. Trainer for St. Lucie is Adam Devery. As putting the batting glove back on, Mercado is, and so he'll continue in this at bat. So count nothing at one. Runners at first and second, and a 4-3 Bradenton lead. Top seven here on the Saturday night at Lecom Park. 0-1, swinging a foul back, and so on two. O-2 pitch. Call third strike. Slaughter freezes him. Third strikeout for Yoldin De La Paz. It's a massive one. It gets the first out here in the inning with still two runners on and one gone for Diego Mosquera. A right-handed batter against Southpaw De La Paz. At the top of the seventh inning. That was a beautiful slaughter thrown by De La Paz. First pitch from him. There's a fastball now. Back pick to first, but sniffed out by Villavicencio. Dives in. Pitch was taken for a ball by Mosquera, who's 0 for 2 today. He's grounded out twice. That pitch is grounded off the chest of Rivas, and now is in a rundown at third, so they'll get the lead runner. Good base run there by Cuevas to stop, and it forced Rivas to only get the out there. If he kept running, would have been a chance for two. So fielder's choice for Mosquera gives him one more crack at it. First and second, two outs. A one-run ball game. Bradenton in front, but now Marco Vargas with a chance. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch. And that's taken on the inner half, called strike. Fastball at 90 miles an hour is De La Paz. Out of the bullpen so far, 2 1/3 innings, scoreless. Three strikeouts and one hit. A one, swing and a miss. High and in. With the heater, it's 0-2. This would be some type of act here by De La Paz. Single error to start the inning, strikeout, ground out, and now trying to end it with one more pitch. Pitch is swung on, line towards left field, and it's reeled in by Valdez. What a grab. Ranging back to his right towards the line, full extension jump. And he keeps a run off the board in the seventh. Stretch time at Lecom. 4-3 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Four, three Marauders as we've hit the bottom of the seventh inning. Oh, wow, what a catch by Esmalin Valdez to win that last half inning. Javi Rivas lead things off from the right side. And first pitch to him is a breaking ball at the knees, called strike. It's 0-1 on Rivas, who's 1-for-2 tonight. Bradenton looking to win their ninth straight ball game. 0-1 on Rivas, the pitch. And a breaking ball cut on a miss. It's 0-2. Rivas singled and then was caught stealing home in the fifth inning. A straight steal of home. Oh, 2. And that's low down and away. It's 1-2. Infield back the entire way around. And now time called by Rivas. St. Lucie got ahead of this ball game. 2 runs in the top of the first. And then Bradenton in a 3-run fourth inning before St. Lucie tied it with a home run. In the fifth, a wild pitch scored Palacios last inning. 1-2, and swing and a miss, strike 3. Fastball up and in on Rivas, and that's 3 straight batters punched out here by Arnaud, or Saul Garcia, excuse me, new pitcher into the ball game. So Arnaud goes 2/3 of an inning, walk and 2 strikeouts in his ledger. As first pitch from Garcia, bunt shown, pulled back, and appealed down to first. Pedro Powell says that Campagna held up. It's 1-0. So Saul Garcia is a new arm into the ballgame. 20-year-old from Venezuela, making his fifth appearance out of the bullpen this season. 1-0, and fastball down and away. It's 2-0. On Campagna, who's 1-for-2 tonight. Some kids chanting Mari down in the concourse area. 2-0. And fastball up and away. 3-0. It's just been another Saturday night at the ballpark here at Lee Comp tonight. That would be nice. Cherry on top. Marauders pick up the win. Tie the franchise record. And wins. 3-0. High and in. It sails for ball 4 to Campagna, who walks. So man on with 1 gone, bottom 7. Well, tonight being space night of the ballpark, get a chance to learn about Bishop, Museum of Science and Nature. And so I figure, you know, obviously Florida's a big state in terms of NASA and space exploration. Obviously the other side of Florida. First pitch bunt shown, pulled back, and it misses high and away for ball 1 to Connor Delgado. They got their Kennedy Space Center. Obviously Houston, Texas, another one, but also Alabama, Mississippi, Huntsville, the Marshall Space Flight Center. Spinning a toss over to first by Garcia, which there's a connection to minor league baseball as well. Fact that the Huntsville Stars, who were the old affiliate for the Texas Rangers, double-A affiliate in the Southern League, 1-0. And swing a ground ball, left side, diving stop by Halk, goes to second, and they get the out there. Pretty play by Colin Halk, had a range to his right in the hole with a diving spin on his bottom, and they get the out at second. So 6-4 on the fielder's choice, 2 gone in the seventh. 1-run lead for Bradenton at 4-3. Joshua Palacios to the plate. So when Huntsville, they left to become the Biloxi Shuckers in 2015, well, a new team came to Huntsville area. As a breaking ball called strike on Palacio, it's 0-1. Now they built the ballpark in a nearby suburb of Madison, Alabama. It's in northern Alabama, Huntsville is, for those who don't know. The Rocket City Trash Pandas. Swinging a foul back by Palacios. It's 0-2. That was when then the Mobile Bay Bears, the old Angels AA affiliate, were moved up there. And so in 2020, it was going to be their inaugural season. Well, obviously got pushed back. And it's one of the best logos you'll see, and it's one of the best social media accounts as well. 0-2, so we're going to foul back by Palacios. And they're supposed to begin in April 2020, then get pushed back to 2021 and May. And basically, it's just a raccoon and a trash can being launched. As the 0-2 is a breaking ball, called third strike. And so Palacios is punched out. And now it's not a challenge to rule the ball. So Palacios, as Ricardo de la Cruz saying, I thought that was it for them. Michael Cross saying no. They had a challenge left. And so it's 1-2. But look it up if you want. The Rockets are trash panels, but they pay homage to the space industry in northern Alabama. Runner in motion, 1-2, bouncer to first. Speared into fair territory by Cuevas, will step on the bag. And now that is the end of the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, so man left after 7-4-3 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back at Lecom Park as Matt Diocoto is into the ball game. So save a turtle the second inning. And now Cotto is trying to save the ball game here for Bradenton at the top of the eighth inning. 4-3 Marauders ahead. As Cotto faces Boston Barrow, Jeffrey Rosa, and Jose Hernandez. First pitch. And a slider. As our fastball fouled off of the dish. It's nothing and one on Barrow. So Cotto's having a good Saturday at the ballpark. Would love a couple clean innings here as the 0-1. And a heater just outside the lefty Barrow. It's 1-1. Cotto, he's been great this season. 3-2 with a 2.50 ERA, making his 11th appearance. He's finished five of those games. A 1-1. And a slider this time. Called strike on the inside corner. It's 1-2. Struck out 16, walked 11 in 18 innings. The 1-2 pitch, slider just outside, it sweeps away, 2-2. Now Cotto, 21-year-old from Fort Mill, South Carolina, 11th round pick last year out of Kentucky. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss, slider got him. So one gone in the eighth inning, Jeffrey Rosa to the plate, 4-3 Bradenton. As Cotto strikes out for his batter, he sees. Pitched just a few days ago against St. Lucie, so second appearance this week. That was back on Wednesday. Picked up the win. And first pitch is low for a ball to the righty Rosa. That was his third win of the season, so now he's tied with De La Paz for the most wins the FSL. And the 1-0, Cutta missed at. It's 1-1. Cutta went two innings, allowed a hit, no runs, and a strikeout on the victory. He's now on a seven-inning scoreless streak, the longest of the season for him. And the 1-1. Swing and a bouncer foul, third base side, it's 1-2. So Cotto in for De La Paz, who went 2-2, third scoreless, one hit. No walks, three strikeouts, now 1.47 ERA for De La Paz. 1-2 is fouled back behind Tome, out of play. Couple changeups in this at-bat that have been fought off by Rosa. He's 2-for-3 with a home run back in the first inning, a two-run blast. And the 1-2. Swinging a topper foul, third base side. Cotto finishes college career at Kentucky. And the SEC, we talked to him earlier this week on the Marauders pregame show, the 1-2. Swinging a fly ball to right center. Playable low for Campagna into the alley. Gets under it and puts it away. So two gone in the eighth inning for Jose Hernandez. Obviously, Paul Skeens, first overall draft pick last year by the Pirates, who now have a 10-8 lead in the seventh. It is a wild game there at PNC Park. Skeens, who made his debut, pitched two games for the Marauders last season after the draft. Started two games as Jose Hernandez steps in the right side against Southpaw Cotto. Two outs, base is empty, and the pitch is down and away with a changeup for ball one. Cotto at Kentucky got the chance to pitch at Alex Box Stadium against LSU and Paul Skeens. A 1-0, swing and a miss. Heavy fastball, it's 1-1 at 94. Just talk about how the unique experience it was, and obviously then both guys, the Pirates, work now. The 1-1, check swing, it's in there at the belt called strike. Cotto loves just get the baseball back, hop on the mound, and once again, especially when he's in the zone like this. Looking for his second punch out in a 1-2-3 inning. The 1-2, and that's low. 2-2. Once again, the two ball, two strike pitch. Swinging a tapper off the plate over Cotto's head. Delgado charging in and just puts it in his back pocket. Ball that bounced over the head. And so Hernandez reaches with an infield single. Here's Colin Houck, the shortstop. So runner at first base, Colin Houck, the shortstop, 0-for-3 today, having a really rough series to start. He's 1-for-20. But can try to atone for that here with two gone. Bradenton ahead by 1-4-3. And first pitch is up and away for ball one. And for a kid like Houck, again, who's a high schooler, a first round pick last year by the Mets, it's tough because now you're facing a guy in Cotto who's got SEC experience at South Carolina, Kentucky. And 1-0 is at the knees called strike. So it's about a 3 to 4 year age difference between, you know, the pitching that you're seeing, and it's still early in the season, you know, early May. So trying to adjust to that level. And 1-1, swing and a miss. Another changeup, it's 1-2. Okoto's thrown a changeup, I think, more times than he usually does in this outing. When I get back to Okoto, the hero earlier, saved a turtle, now looking to save the game. 1-2. Swinging a foul back. Lefty comes set from the letters. Stares back to first and again is 1-2. Swing and a miss. Another changeup on the outside corner and a second strikeout and a clean inning for Bagdiel Cotto. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-3 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Bradenton with a one-run lead at 4-3 over St. Lucie. Looking for any more offense they can get before they... Cotto will come in the ninth inning. First pitch to Polanco is outside for ball one on Chalene, who's 0-2 today, walked and scored back in the fourth inning. A win tonight would be the ninth straight for Bradenton, would tie a franchise record. Also put him near the top, longest win streak this season, as a 1-0 rides up and in, 2-0 in all of minor league baseball. The Akron Rubber Ducks in AA for the Cleveland Guardians won 10 straight earlier this season. That's the longest. Right now, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, though, are on a 9-game winning streak. 2-0, and Polanco fans on an upstairs fastball. It's 2-1. And also, for Bradenton, it's another one-run game. They are 6-7 and one-run contest this year. That's a 2-1 and a breaking ball. On the outer half, called strike from Saul Garcia. It's 2-2. Pitch home from Garcia. And a breaking ball just low, 3-2. As Polanco calls time. As Berlin Valdez, Nomar Alfonso to follow. Three balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Up and in with a heater. Tough one to get there. And one gone in the eighth for Esmerlin Valdez. Been on base twice today, so now a 13 game on base streak for him. First pitch, the righty is skied high in the air. Deep center field. Mosquera straightens up at the 400 sun and puts it away right on the edge of the warning track. Well, the wind not blowing out tonight. If it was like yesterday, that one might have had a chance. Instead, a deep flyout for a loud second out. Omar Alfonso. Two out, sacks empty. Left side of the infield shifted over. Alfonso's been on base three times today as well. Two walks and an RBI single. First pitch to the lefty is over the heart of the plate. Call a strike with an off speed. It's 0-1. And the 0-1 pitch. And call a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Well, for purposes, St. Lucie would have 6-7-8. Cuevas, Villavicencio, and Mercado due up in the ninth inning. They'd face Cotto. No balls and two strikes on Alfonso. As ready comes set, from letters the pitch. High and in, misses for ball. Don't forget to stick around for the Brewers post-game show afterwards. We'll get you back to this one. Take a look at some scores in the Bucco system. Talk about Paul Skeen's debut, 1-2. Swing and a line drive foul, first base side. And skipped off the turf. As now lefty Alfonso takes his time to step back in. One, two. And he caught a reaching for a pitch on the outside corner. He offered at it on a check swing. And so Alfonso's punched out to end the eighth inning. Last chance for St. Lucie. Win number nine. Possibility 4-3 Bradenton after eight on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Top of the ninth inning in Bradenton at Lecom Park. Marauders searching for that ninth straight victory as Bagdil Cotto trying to close things down against St. Lucie Mets. Johairo Cuevas, lefty, first pitch slider, call a strike on the inside edge, nothing at one. Cuevas, Villavicencio, Mercado due up in this half inning. Cuevas 2-for-3 tonight, though, with a pair of singles. And the 0-1 to the lefty. High and in, it plucks him. So tying runs on base, and Cuevas, after Cotto, allow a single in the eighth inning, but two strikeouts in a pretty crisp and clean inning, and which for him, it would be a save opportunity. He doesn't have a save in his entire college career at South Carolina, Kentucky, or in the professional ranks with the FCL Pirates in Bradenton. So runner at first base, and Villavicencio, righty batter, up against the lefty, and Cotto for his pitch. Shows bunt, pops it up in the air, but foul. Out of play for strike one. Now, ninth straight win would tie the franchise record, which they secured back in 2021 and in 2022. Long stare to first, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Power fastball on the outside corner, and Villavicencio trying to throw the barrel at it. And could make contact with it. That's a two-strike count now. Marauders infield pinched up towards the second base back, looking to turn two. And the 0-2 from Cotto. That's low with a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Game is started by Christian Curtis. Went 4 1/3, gave up 3 runs. Yoldinda La Paz, 2 2/3 scoreless. And now Cotto, an inning plus. 1-2. That's called third strike and a quick challenge by Villavicencio, and it's a ball. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Kind of earlier when the Alfonso, when it was same thing. Call a strike, thought it was a ball. Michael Cross trying to pull the string there on Villavicencio. So it's 2-2 now. And the southpaw Cotto is offering. Swinging a pop-up. First base side, foul ground, who wants it? Alfonso Meknes towards the dugout. A basket catch from Alfonso. One gone in the ninth. Four, three, Bradenton. As is Starling Mercado is being pinch hit for Jesus Baez, who now steps to the plate, and this is a dangerous hitter in Baez. Righty steps in against the lefty, and Cotto. Mercado's also lefty, so they get away from that matchup, but Baez, as now Meknes will walk out. But Baez hitting .285 this season, 3 home runs, 16 runs driven in. One of the better offensive players on this roster after a few players were promoted at the start of this week. Now, Baez right now is second in the FSL as Matt Ford, pitching coach, will join. Maybe a scouting report here on what Baez is, but he's second in the league in hits, second in total bases, and also has an 11-game hitting streak coming in, which is the longest out of any St. Lucie player this year. Now, the road to 9 is not easy. Bradenton looking for their 9th straight win as Michael Cross is walking out towards the hill. 4-3 Bradenton, runner on first after Cuevas was hit by a pitch to start this ninth inning. Now Jesus Baez climbs into the right side. Again, hitting for Starling Mercado. Big hole on the right side. Second baseman Delgado playing just to the right of the bag. And first pitch is up and away. Change up for ball one. Long stare to first, and the 1-0. Swinging a looper, shallow right field. Palacios racing towards the line. He can't get there. Cuevas touches second, heads for third. Throw goes into second, and first and third with one gone in the ninth. Diego Mosquera, the batter here. And a 4-3 Bradenton lead. But Mosquera can tie the game with a sack fly or base hit. But Marauders can also end the game with just one pitch on a double play ball. Mosquera's 0-3. He's hit it 3 times on the ground. Can make it a lucky 4. Southpaw Cotto set first pitch, and high and away. Fastball sailed on him. Lefty long stare to first, and the 1-0. Swinging a pop-up. Home plate, Meknes has it. Two gone. And now St. Lucie is down to their final out. First and third. Two outs, top 9. Bradenton 4, St. Lucie 3. And top of the order coming back around for Marco Vargas. One of the top 30 prospects in the organization. And now Palacios is walking back towards the first base dugout. And Jim Horner coming out to make a substitution. Palacios might have hurt himself on that last play running in towards the line. He's being subbed on here in the ninth inning. So it's going to be Solomon McGuire. So McGuire playing right, and two gone. And again, first and third. 4-3, Bradenton. Can Cotto get the lefty? Marco Vargas making his second appearance this week after coming off the injured list. The number eight prospect in the Mets system. Lefty Cotto comes set, stares to first, and the pitch home. That's on the outside corner, called strike with a slider. High pressure situation here at Lecom. Cotto set. And the 0-1. Down and away. Missed with the slider that time. It's 1-1. As Cotto takes off his black cap, wipes off the sweat, and steps back on the hill from third base side. Tying run, Cuevas, 90 feet from scoring. And the 1-1. High and in. Fastball ran on. It's 2-1. Swing and a ground ball, foul, third base side. And the Marauders are one strike away. Two balls, two strikes on Vargas. First and third, two outs, a one-run game. The pitch. Swing and a chopper, left side. Third baseman Rivas to his left. Throws to first. Low throw. It's reeled in by Alfonso. That's the game. Matt Diocono saves it for the Marauders. Ninth straight win for Bradenton. Ties a new franchise record. And not only does Matt Diocono save Turtles, he saves baseball games. Marauders 4, St. Lucie 3, as Bradenton wins their ninth straight and another one-run ball game. Post-game show rolling up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community.
The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Up to US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Leacom Park. Thomas and Zirilla here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as the Marauders win their ninth straight ball game in a row as they defeat the St. Lucie Mets 4-3 in another tight ball game tonight. Boy, had a little bit of everything. We had turtles on the field. We had another closed ball game. We had a runner trying to steal home plate on a clean steal. And, it was an action-packed game. Christian Curtis started the game for Bradenton, gave up three runs on five hits in four and a third innings. St. Lucie got on the board first. Leadoff single from Marco Vargas. Jeffrey Rosa, a two-run home run. 2-0 Mets off the bat. Bradenton were stifled a little bit early by Wyatt Hudepohl, who went 5 1/3 today. But Bradenton did get to him for three runs on four hits in the fourth inning. It was an Alfonso single and a sac fly by Harrison that helped score those two runs. A wild pitch also scored Connor Delgado, so they had a 3-2 lead. It didn't last long, though, top of the fifth inning, as Starling Mercado's solo home run to tie the game. And then bottom six, Bradenton got a run. Another wild pitch scored Joshua Palacios, which ended up being the decisive run. But had some dramatics late, top nine. Hit batter, then a single of two of the first three batters against Bagdale Cotto. Retires the next two men in order, and Bradenton hangs on 4-3. Foul numbers, St. Lucie, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 7 left. Bradenton, 4 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, and 4 men left on base. Yoldina La Paz picks up his FSL leading 4th win of the season. Goes 2 2/3 out of the bullpen, strikes out 3, and allows just 1 hit. As Wyatt Hudepohl gets the loss, falls to 1-2, and Magdiel Cotto, boy, he had a big night tonight on and off the field. Picked up his first ever save. And between college and the professional ranks, game time 2 hours and 34 minutes, seen by 1490 here on this 84-degree clear night in Bradenton. When we come back, we'll get you some scores around the Bunko system. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable.
Swing and a chopper,
gifts.
Left side. Third baseman Rivas to his left.
Yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It's reeled in by Alfonso. That's the game.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
back here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. What a wild game it was tonight. Bradenton picks up their ninth straight victory, tying a franchise record as they defeat the St. Lucie Mets. Take a look at some of the scores in the Pittsburgh Pirates organizational scoreboard. We start with Paul Skeens, who made his Major League debut today, and the game is heading to the ninth inning right now after a lengthy rain delay. Pirates 10, Cubs 8. Skeens end up going into the fifth inning today, went four innings, three runs on six hits, two walks, seven strikeouts in his debut. Triple A Indianapolis, 5-4 right now, advantage on Louisville. Double A, Altoona playing a doubleheader today. They got rained out of the second one, but they got one in today. 7-3, Somerset came back to score. That was a tough one. Altoona scored a run in each of the first three innings. They played a seven-inning game. Somerset scored four in the fourth and won the rest of the way to win 7-3. Hyatt Greensboro up 3-0 right now on the road in Bowling Green after six, and that's a look at the organizational scoreboard. Take a look at the Florida State League, where everybody's final. Lakeland 6-0 shutout over Daytona. St. Lucie, Dunedin is held in check today 12-2 by Fort Myers. Jupiter is shut out by Palm Beach 2-0. And Clearwater won earlier today a day game in Tampa 9-4 there for the Threshers. Well, tomorrow it's a series finale. Marauders go for a new franchise record in their 10th straight win as they improve to 14-18 on the season. They will send Carlos Jimenez to the Hill 1-2 with a 3-3 ERA against Austin Tresser for St. Lucie. First pitch at high noon, 12 p.m., 11:40 pregame show. We'll have for you right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. We'll get you a look at the organization. The Sunday Org Report, you'll hear from John Moses in Altoona and Jack McMullen at AAA Indianapolis about the weeks that they had. Altoona at home against Somerset and Indianapolis on the road in Louisville. Well, that wrap things up for us here at Lecom Park. Final score one last time. Bradenton 4, St. Lucie 3. Their ninth straight victory, tying a franchise record. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. They go for 10. So long from Lecom Park.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.